For 30 years, historically black colleges and universities have competed against each other in a special competition to prove who can answer tough questions quick and hit the buzzers fast. North Carolina Central University has made it to California for the Honda Campus All-Star Challenge many times, but never won. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonie Dange says this just may be the year for the NCCU Quiz Bowl team.
With that 225 points final score, North Carolina Central 540, Shaw University 80 points.
The national qualifying Quiz Bowl tournament for this region took place in Greensboro at North Carolina A&T State University. The North Carolina Central University team was on a tear. Before beating Shaw, they also stopped Winston-Salem State, Savannah State, Benedict, and Spelman Colleges. But the day was not over yet. NCCU would have to meet the all-women Spelman College again in the regional finals. Alonzo Alexander kept the competition moving, serving as moderator, sort of like an Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. Category: World's Fairs.
Buffalo's Pan-American Exposition of 1901 is best known for whose assassination there? DeAndrea.
McKinley.
Yes, William McKinley's right. Here's your bonus now.
Alexander is a STEM education researcher at NC State, but in his free time, he's an official moderator or question caller for the Honda Campus All-Star Challenge. Back in 2003, Alexander was on the national championship team at Florida A&M University. For the past decade, he's been a volunteer and mentor.
All right, we all know how the game is played. It's a game of face-offs and bonuses. Remember, if your team gets the bonus, come together, work together.
Clayton Mack and Chris Graves coach the NCCU team. One reason they're so good at it is because they were students on the team back in the 1990s. Mack is Central's campus coordinator for the Honda Campus All-Star Challenge Club.
We have an overarching mantra to make more well-rounded students. So any way that I can help them learn stuff that they're not going to learn in the classroom, that can make them better able to communicate with people, that's what drives me. The rest is just a unhealthy obsession trying to win that championship.
During this time of the year, sports fans are used to seeing hundreds of African-American basketball players doing their thing on the court. You could say quiz bowlers of color are just as quick with their hands and minds. NCCU's quiz bowl team has advanced to the Sweet 16 19 times and the Final Four 7 times since the Honda Challenge began. And they have made it to the finals twice, but no championship. DeAndrea Harper is this year's captain at Central. The physics major says she enjoys the Honda Challenge because it showcases black excellence.
It means a lot to me. I was never on like a sports team thing. The closest thing I was in was like Battle of the Books, which is kind of similar to this, like competition style trivia.
What advice do you have for trying to groom that next core group of students to come at least try out for the team?
Do not be intimidated.
The day's competition is almost over. The last two teams standing, NCCU and Spelman. Alexander takes the mic.
The one thing that I want to make sure I say to these two teams is congratulations, right? Being here, standing here at this table right now, means that you have already punched your ticket to California. So.
But in the end, NCCU wins regional bragging rights. They beat Spelman.
No, Wesley Snipes. Yes! You got it! And our 2019 NQT champions, North Carolina Central University, with a final score of 540 to 445. Give them a hand.
Like other top teams across the country, North Carolina Central is working overtime to prepare for the big dance. The national championship is next month. In the 30-year history of this Quiz Bowl competition, a North Carolina school has never won. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.